Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We just heard from D'Amico. Anything jump out to you from D'Amico, Clint?
Not really. I mean, nothing that we didn't already know. The obvious of the players that are not going to play because of the concussion protocol is painful to hear from the coach's mouth. Even though we knew it happened, it's painful to actually hear. But yeah, I mean, nothing that I didn't expect to hear from D'Amico at this point in the season. The short week stuff is ho-hum. Buffalo's a good football team. That's ho-hum. Clearly, Josh Allen is a really good quarterback, difficult to stop, puts a ton of pressure on the defense. So talking up the opponent, talking down, you know, the importance of Higgins and the importance of Davis Mills and, you know, that kind of thing is right on brand for the Texans.
I was glad to hear him because obviously we're hearing a lot, Josh Allen, he's the reigning MVP. He is playing to that level and he's coming off a game where he had 6 touchdowns and over 300 yards. He'll probably be the AFC Offensive Player of the Week. Right, and he's one of the best players in the game. But I think maybe the key to the game, and when Buffalo generally plays its best, and when it's not, just all right here, man, Josh, go do it. Is he talked about James Cook, and James Cook has been one of the best running backs in football this year. And when they are really at their best, it's when James Cook is really impacting the game. That's why I think Sunday was so impressive because he struggled a lot in the first half and then he finally came on in the passing game. But their best offensive, arguably their best game plan against the Chiefs in their big game a couple of weeks ago, James Cook just went off and made it easy. And Josh was like, hey, one of them CJ games, he was like 23 for 25 or something because Cook was just unstoppable. So I was glad to hear him talk about that because I think James Cook is just as important as really almost anybody on that offense because he makes Josh more difficult to defend when he is rolling.
Well, he to me, Ron, is probably the most underrated back in the league.
Probably because of Josh.
Yeah. I mean, when we talk about great backs in this league, and I'm not necessarily talking about, I mean, obviously Derrick Henry and Saquon Barkley, those are different animals, but I do believe that Cook is highly underrated and should be talked about in the way that he can impact a game. He should be talked about, maybe not Derrick Henry, maybe not Saquon Barkley, maybe not Christian McCaffrey, but damn close. The way that he can impact the game. When you watch a game, it wouldn't shock you if he didn't catch a 70-yard touchdown and then run the football for 25 times downhill in this zone scheme and rush for 100 yards. So very, very highly underrated and one of the more fun backs to watch in this league. So definitely important. I'm telling you, the Joe Brady, Cook, Allen, all that combination against D'Amico Ryan's defense is going to be fun to watch. This is a game too, Ron, where let's not get lost. And maybe I'm putting, maybe this is a conversation for the next couple of days, but the pressure this week is not on Nick Caley and Davis Mills in the offense. The pressure this week is on the number one defense in the league. If you go out there and your offense has to score 28 points to win a game, I would think folks are going to look at it and go, well, damn, Nick Caley only scored 27 points. Nick Caley and Davis Mills only scored 27. They're going to look at it and say, well, the defense that typically gives up 15, 16 points a game gave up 30 or gave up 28. That if you're going to be this team, if you're going to be the team that's wired the way the Texans are right now, defensively, I don't give a damn what you do against the Titans. I don't care what you do against Baltimore, who doesn't have Lamar Jackson and Andrews and all these other guys. I care about what you do against the top four or five teams in the league. So you want to talk about pressure these next 3 weeks. The pressure's on D'Amico Ryans, Matt Burke, and his defense.
Yeah.
Because you got three very, very good, potentially. Kansas City hasn't always been good this year, but you got three offenses
offensively,
that have been some of the best in the league. And so the pressure isn't. The defense has to give Caley and Nick and Nick Caley and Davis Mills a chance to win the game. Right? Like it ain't the other way around. Like, let's be clear. This week in the next 3 weeks, the pressure's on the defense. You go out there and lay an egg, you're the problem, not the backup quarterback, not the first year play caller. These are the kind of games where you turn it around and it's squarely on the defense to set the tone and give you the chance.
Like, everybody knows that Jonathan Taylor is having a hell of a year. Like, Tyler, by chance, Tyler, where do you think James Cook ranks in the NFL in rushing yards right now? Where do you think James Cook ranks?
Oh, I have no clue. Middle of the pack.
Second. He is second in the NFL in rushing yards. He's got 968 rush. He's almost at 1,000 yards already with seven touchdowns. Like as you said, I don't think a lot of people, I would have been with you. I think a lot of people would have been with you, Tyler. Probably 10 to 15. James Cook, that sounds right with Josh. No, this is the number one rushing offense in football with Josh Allen, obviously knowing what he can do, but then he plays off of that. He's that, and he had a bad game running the football last week against the Bucs. He caught a lot of balls, but he had a bad game run. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he is. It is. They can hurt you with Josh. We watched it last week. They can hurt you with Josh. But when he's running the football and he gets under center and you got to be looking at that, it changes everything for this. Because their outside guys are not – you can handle them. They're not great, right? Like Coleman and Shakir is pretty good in the slot. But their outside guys are not – but when you add that running game from Cook and the threat from Cook and Allen, then obviously it just opens everything up for them. So I'm glad he talked about James Cook because I think that's as important as anything. All right, another thing that I think is good to get into. We know CJ will not play, but on Thursday, but the thought would be they'll get a little extra time and he'll be able to get back for that Colts game, which will be here at NRG. That's on the road in Indy is that Colts game that he'll get back in. And I know for you, you're thinking, all right, how can he learn from this? How can he watch, if not being there, watch the film, see what Davis has done? Because maybe there's some things that he can pick up that he can add to his game or do differently from when he was in before he got injured.
Well, I think this is a critical time for CJ, not just this year in CJ's career. I really do. I think there's sometimes, you know, you get to a point and it's not no fault of his own because he's had two different play callers and it's really been a mess around him, relatively speaking. But you get coached into a corner, right? I mean, you you try to do it your way for a little while. 1 year you're aggressive. 1 year you're stretching the field. The next year you're death by a thousand cuts. You know, this, that, and it ends up stealing all the ability of for a young guy like this to play with his instincts. And I think CJ was in that spot. I think CJ was in a spot where it was damned if he does, damned if he doesn't. If he goes out there and checks the football down all day long, you still can't score points because now you're not taking the risk when you need to. If you go out there and take a bunch of risks, now you're not giving the team a chance to win with a great defense. And so I firmly believe that CJ, when he got injured, was in a spot where he had been coached into a corner and had lost the magic, if you will, that made CJ Stroud CJ Stroud. And so I think this comes at this 3 day, 3 week. Obviously, the concussion isn't the way that you want to see it happen, but I think it comes at a good time for CJ Stroud, and if he views it the right way, could help him tremendously. And it's the obvious, right? We talked about the other day, just the ability to feed Nico, like whatever mechanism is in the offense and having confidence in that offense, right? We know right now watching Davis Mills, like there's a mechanism in this offense and there's a freedom for the quarterback to go, I'm going to throw it to Nico. I don't care if it's a back shoulder. I don't care if it's a fade. I don't care if it's a stop route. I don't care if it's a slant or a bang right over the middle of the field from the slot. I'm going to go throw it to Nico. I'm going to eliminate the right side of the field because I know I'm getting the look that I want. I'm going to throw it to Nico. Clearly, that mechanism's in this offense, right? CJ Stroud.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Has to have the freedom and has to have the confidence to do those things. And it's not that CJ was bad at it or wasn't doing it. It's that it wasn't like in excess, right? Like Nico, the way this thing is built is he should have 15 targets in a game. And I said this early in the year, right, Ron? We talked about it. Like, CJ's got to make that decision. This can't be a Nick Caley deal. CJ's got to make that decision. But
not a Nick Caley deal only.
Right, yeah. Correct. Yeah, well, he's got to. CJ's got more stroke in this organization than Caley.
And he's got the ball.
Right, and he's supposed to be the franchise guy. He's got to have that stroke over anybody anyway. And again, not that CJ didn't do it. It was just sporadic at best, and it was never to the extreme of 15 targets. It was never to the extreme the way that we see other number one receivers in this league used. And I think you could sit back and watch Davis Mills and go, the backup quarterback's doing it. I can learn from it. So I think that is the obvious, is the feed Nico thing. I think the command of the offense in prep and during the game at the line of scrimmage. I think one thing that we haven't talked about with Davis is, and this is, Davis is a much more cerebral guy. He's almost like a robot, right? But Davis's command of this offense at the line of scrimmage is tremendous. And I think being more vocal and leaning into that a little bit more, I think CJ Stroud needs to do more of that. And I think it sounds simple, but I think playing the ability to go out there and play free and let it rip. Like, how many times did we hear the death by a thousand cuts? How many times have we heard, oh boy, if we get in third and eight or more, the drive is doomed, right? To a point where I believe CJ Stroud was so afraid of taking a risk on first or second down because then you end up behind the chains, and that's all the coaches want to talk about. And everybody talks about just do your job.
You get like a sense that Davis isn't doing that?
No, Davis ain't doing it. That's why Davis's completion percentage is lower. I mean, Davis Mills is playing free. He's letting it rip. And then they're on the flip side of that, they're able to go back and convert some third downs and keep some drives alive. But there's no doubt about it. He's playing free. I mean, you look at it last week. In a critical moment, he lets a back shoulder rip to Xavier Hutchinson, right? He throws a damn fade that he missed on Xavier Hutchinson. He throws the fade to Higgins. Throws the back shoulder or a pivot route to Nico Collins. I mean, there's no doubt about it that Davis Mills is letting it rip. You're seeing him throw the football 40-some-odd times with him. Was it 43 and then 41 or something like that? Attempts in these last two games. And so there's a certain level of play-free, let-it-rip that I think C.J. Stroud can watch and go, well, hell, if Davis Mills can do it, I can damn sure do that, right? If my backup quarterback that doesn't have as much talent as me can do it, well, hell, let me go out there and do it. So I just think that there's a lot that C.J. can take from Davis Mills' reps over these last 3 weeks. And I think you got, to be honest with you, I think you got to damn near be under a rock to not grow from it. You know what I mean? I mean, you got to, if assuming that, which I don't think CJ is, assuming CJ is a guy that hangs his ego at the door and just watches things for what they are, and you're evaluating, you're in those meetings, you're listening, you're seeing. I mean, Davis Mills had 15 completions, just counted it up. He had 15 completions last week, Ron, that I would say were good to great throws. And not like bombs or anything like that, but man coverage, tight window throws, or man coverage, stop routes to Nico where he catches it, or the out route, you know, to the sideline where you stretch and get two toes in. The throw to Christian Kirk was as good as you're going to find. And when you slow it down, it should have been a touchdown. Like, those kind of things are you sit back and watch, and CJ's got to go, okay, I get it. I lost my ability to play. I think play with his instincts. I think his instincts had been stripped from him trying to make him play a certain kind of football, that he can find that man and get back to being the CJ that he's capable of being. I think it could be big.
Someone texted in, maybe Davis feels like he has to go to Nico because that's the best player and he needs to get the ball to him. As CJ looks and tries to get it to everybody,
go ball out.
Well, no, I don't know. I mean, it could be true. I just think that there is a chemistry and a confidence between Davis Mills and Nico Collins that is on a different level than even CJ Stroud, which it should be. They played through some very hard times together, and they've been 2 years together longer than CJ has been in the building, so it should be there. But I also think there's a level of veteran. You know, almost pelt on the wall type approach that Davis Mills has of like, I don't need, like, I'm not a young guy. You're not going to coach me into a corner.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast
and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.